The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stones, Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Yeah, words are my shit. That's right. What's up, everybody? Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 30. This is Hour 2. Officially of our 7th anniversary special, celebrating 7 years on StonerJesus.net. Of course, if you're watching the video on Patreon, patreon.com/StonerJesus420, then you know that. If you're listening to the audio version of the show, whether it's on StonerJesus.net, CannabisRadio.com, iTunes, Stitcher, or somewhere else, this is Hour 2. If you want to go back, if you haven't heard Hour 1, go check it out. It should be linked in the description, and you can find it on StonerJesus.net. Let's look for Chapter 1, Verse 30, Hour 1. We continue our celebration. 7 years of doing shows on StonerJesus.net. Play a bunch of clips, as we did in the first hour. Classic clips. Also, I'm going to play an extended clip from my favorite interview ever. Done a lot of interviews on the show. And just a lot of great people, but this is my favorite ever. For personal reasons, I'll talk about that more. I alluded to some of it. I talked about some of it in the first hour. I'll tell you more about that coming up here towards the middle of the second hour. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at StonerJesus420. StonerJesus420 on Periscope as well. The first hour of the show is always streamed live on Sunday nights on Twitter and Periscope at StonerJesus420. You can also search Facebook, Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook for our group for the show. Of course, you want to email the show, stonerjesus420@gmail.com. As mentioned, it was 7 years ago that I decided to leave Blog Talk Radio and start my own website, posting podcasts on my own website, that which would become stonerjesus.net. Stoner Jesus Show number 1, dropped on February 26th, 2011. So even though we've been podcasting off and on and doing live shows off and on since 2006, the official anniversary, when I really got serious about doing this show, just wasn't some fucking throwaway shit where I got high and got on Blog Talk Radio and talked to people on the phone or whatever. Some of the bits from those shows came through to this show and still exist to this day. Stoner Jesus pickup lines, shit like that. Stoner Jesus infomercials, we always do with St. Peter. St. Peter himself. All of that comes from and all precedes StonerJesus.net. That's when the show really started going. It's some 800 or 900 shows later, 7 years later. We're still going. We're now a live video streaming show. Amazing, amazing stuff. We're going to celebrate it all tonight on the 7th anniversary special. First up, we have more St. Peter. He dominated the first hour. He's going to dominate this hour as well, as he dominates the show in general. It's his one of his parody songs. I could have picked any parody song, but for some reason, of all the parody songs that St. Peter's done, I kind of have an affinity for this one. I don't know why. Maybe because it makes me want to boogie, as the kids say. I don't know. I just know it's one of my favorites. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 30, the 7th anniversary special. This is Hour 2, the Patron's Hour. For those of you on patreon.com/StonerJesus420, it's not unusual from St. Peter.
Yeah. Time to blaze up, yo. Do the Carlton. It's not unusual for me to smell like weed. It's not unusual for my eyes to be hard to see. When I'm out and about, I'm packed with THC. It's not unusual to see me high, man, I'm so fried. It's not unusual for me to blaze some dank shit. It's not unusual for me to take big hits. If you should ever need someone to bake with, it's not unusual, I'm never far away. Any time of day, you'll find me in the basement, blazing it up all fucking day long. Can't remember where my purple haze went. Oh man, this booth is full of smoke. I'm so fucking baked, yo. It's not unusual for me to smoke a bowl. It's not unusual for me to toke on a bong. But if I ever find you pinch my fucking stash, it's not unusual for me to stab you in the throat. In the throat. Till you bleed and die. Whoa, whoa. Don't pinch my fucking stash, yo.
St. Peter, it's not unusual. One of his many parody songs that he's done. Next up, we have an episode of our radio sitcom where we told Bible stories. High Times of Jesus Christ, or The High Times of Jesus Christ. Whatever the name is, I don't know. It was episode 7. I think we did 9 or 10. I don't know. I don't remember what this one is. But it's a story from the Bible. It's a radio sitcom. It's High Times of Jesus Christ here on the 7th anniversary special, StonerJesus.net.
It's time for the High Times of Jesus Christ.
Tape before live studio audience.
Oh, hey, Jesus.
Hey, Peter. How's it going?
Have a seat. All right.
You want to hit this?
Yeah, man. That's good. Let me check it.
All right. Did you notice Judas sneak away earlier?
No, I mean, I didn't notice that at all.
Yeah, I noticed he kind of moved away from the group earlier. I really haven't seen him since.
Oh, for real?
I gotta tell you, I'm not having a good feeling. Not having a good feeling about this.
Yeah.
Feeling a little paranoid. I don't think this is going to go well. It's going to go well at all.
I think it's just a weed, man. I think it's just a weed talking.
No, it's more than that. It's more than that.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'll tell you something else, Peter.
What's that?
Well, I got shit in here.
Okay.
Today, you will forsake me.
Oh.
And you will deny me 3 times.
Oh, no way, Jesus. I would never deny you. You're my bro.
No, it's, you know.
Bros before hoes.
It is what it is. You know, I'm pretty good at these prediction things. I mean, you got
to. Well, still, you're my bro, man. I would never.
I'm pretty good.
I would never,
you're
never,
gonna,
never
you're
ever
get
that
do all
that.
There, what?
What? Oh, okay, here thanks. You go. Yeah, no, man, I would never do that. You don't have to worry about that, Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, who's that?
Yeah. What?
Who's that? There's, looks what? Like soldiers coming up the hill.
Oh my God.
With Judas.
It's Romans. Oh my God, it's Romans.
This is what?
Oh God.
This is what I was afraid of.
What am I going to do?
It has begun.
Oh my God. What are you, it's begun. Oh my God. Oh, he's right here. It's right here.
Everybody calm down.
Here.
Oh. I'm right here.
Hey, right here. Hey, I don't know him. I don't know this guy. I just met him right now. I never talked to him before. He started talking to me. I've never met him before in my life. He just started babbling at me. I don't know him.
Look.
I mean, I just met the guy. Or he just started talking to me or whatever.
Okay. What? Okay, Peter. No, they get it.
Like,
they get it.
Oh.
It's overkill at this point.
Oh, okay.
Just stop.
Oh, thank you, stranger, for your kind advice. But I don't know you. I've never met you before in my life. I just want to make that clear.
You deny me like 9 or 10 times what? Now, dude. It's enough.
No,
it's enough. I get the point.
I don't know
you overshot the 3. I get it. Yes. Go ahead and cuff him. I don't care.
I don't know you, stranger. I'm sorry.
You son of a bitch. You know, I was okay with the three, but that was unnecessary.
Yeah.
Oh, wait till I come back. I am coming back, motherfucker.
Oh, come on.
Just you wait. All you motherfuckers. You too, Judas. I'm looking at you, bitch. I'm looking at you, bitch. I'm coming back. My eyes are on you, motherfucker. Yeah. I'm coming back. I'm going to fuck everybody in your family.
Oh, my.
The men and the women. I'm banging them all. Hardcore. All those motherfuckers are going to bleed. That's right. Hey, these cuffs are a little tight, dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm the fucking savior.
Yeah.
Okay? God damn. Dude, I'm looking at you, Judas.
Yeah,
you, Peter. I'm not too fucking happy with you either, bitch. After I get done with Judas, I'm coming for you.
Don't worry about me, man. Focus on Judas.
So that was High Times of Jesus Christ, Episode 7. It's when Jesus was arrested by the Romans. He was forsaken by St. Peter. Yes, that's exactly the way it happened. This is Hour 2, Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 30. We're celebrating 7 years on stonerjesus.net. We got more classic clips coming up, of course. Also, I'm going to play in the next segment an extended portion of my favorite interview ever and give you a little bit of background on it. All that, of course, coming up. Stoner Jesus Show. Stay tuned, Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need. OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape. They got single seeds. They got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, Core Lore 420. Check out CoreLore420.com, K-O-R-L-O-R-420.com, or simply click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out Core Lore. Click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10. That's all one word, STONERJESUS and the number 10 for 10% off of any purchase at Core Lore. No minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing. Get to extracting. Check out Core Lore. Their banner on stonerjesus.net, and make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10 to get 10% off of any purchase.
Next to THC and CBD, you can now add CBR to your cannabis vernacular. CBR as in CannabisRadio.com.
Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina. Candid.
I want to give you the inside story.
Captivating.
I want to introduce you to my kind and amazingly talented friends.
Compelling.
We get to meet some of the most amazing cannabis activists and warriors around.
Listen in as medical marijuana pioneer Dr. Dina shares never-before-heard stories, chats with cannabis insiders and celebrity friends, and provides invaluable perspective and insight into one of the fastest-growing industries in the world.
I want to share with you what was once confidential information. Let's expose the truth, discuss the issues, and learn the facts.
Cannabis Confidential, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 30. It's hour 2, the Patron's Hour. Find Hour 1, check out stonerjesus.net. Or get the full 2-hour video at patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Become a patron of the show. Get the full videos of all of the chapter and verse versions of the show. patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Now I'm going to play for you, as we celebrate 7 years of shows on stonerjesus.net. For personal reasons, it was my favorite interview ever. I'm not going to play the whole thing. If you want the whole 48-minute interview, it's up on my YouTube page, The Stoner Jesus 420 on YouTube. Or just search Dawn Patrol Interview. It'll probably come up. Stoner Jesus Show, Dawn Patrol Interview. Whatever. Just search Dawn Patrol Cincinnati for clips of the show itself. When I was a kid, young, probably 6 or 7 years old, long before I ever heard Howard Stern or knew who he was or knew really anything about radio or much about what I else, you know, besides what I had seen a little bit on TV, cartoons and shit, I was 6 or 7. It was the late 80s. I didn't know about these things. And going to school in the morning, one of our neighbors would drive us, a bunch of kids, to school, and he would play the Dawn Patrol. It was on 102.7 WEBN radio station in Cincinnati. It was a morning radio show. Eddie Fingers, Bob the producer, both of who I get to interview in this clip I'm going to play, coming up. Got to interview them, I guess 2012, 2013, somewhere in there. Long after the Dawn Patrol had ended in Cincinnati. More than any other show. Maybe because it was the first. It was what put the seed in my head that this was something I wanted to do. The something then was that I wanted to be on the radio. As you know, terrestrial radio has changed a lot, and people like me, more and more, going to things like podcasting and video streaming and that kind of thing. The kind of thing we do here on the Stoner Jesus Show today. But back then, all I wanted was to be on the radio. They were having fun. They were offending people. They were telling jokes. They didn't care if people liked it or what was going on. They were there to make people laugh and to have some fun in the morning while people went to their shitty, shitty jobs. And back then, there was no internet. You know, there was a few stations in Cincinnati. So a lot of people listened to the Dawn Patrol in Cincinnati. And it more than anything else, more than any other show, Eddie Fingers and Bob the producer, more than any other two people, made me want to do this for a living, which I do now. And that's fucking amazing. So as I said, if you want to hear the full interview, it's up on YouTube, my YouTube channel, The Stoner Jesus 420. Search Dawn Patrol Interview. This is me back in the day. I'll play 15 or 20 minutes of it, interviewing Eddie Fingers and Bob, the producer, El Produce, from WEBN's Dawn Patrol. Ran from the late 80s up until around 2005, after the Janet Jackson thing, things kind of went south. But in its heyday, it dominated Cincinnati morning radio. It was where I first learned that this was something I wanted to do with my life, celebrating 7 years on StonerJesus.net with an extended portion of my favorite interview ever. Of all the interviews I did, I've done, you know, from John Dunsworth and Michael Rosenbaum, you know, just all kinds of people. This was my favorite for the personal reasons that I just told you about. So check it out, me interviewing Eddie Fingers and Bob the producer from the old Cincinnati Dawn Patrol. Uh-oh. No sound on either one. That is a bad start. Very bad. There we go. Who am I speaking with?
Bobby?
Yeah, is this Eddie?
This is Fingers.
Hey, Eddie, what is going on? You're on the Stoner Jesus Show live.
Hey, man, what's going on?
I'm doing good. Having technical issues. I think Bob is trying to call in as well, but I don't know if that's going to work. Let me see if
I just got off the phone with him. He's trying to call in, too. So if you can get him on, great.
It says call on hold. I'm supposed to be able to take multiple callers here. I hate Skype. I really do. Regular listeners of the show know that. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get Bob on. That is a shame.
If you can, no problem. And don't worry about it. We'll figure it out.
If not, you know, he's always free to call in as well. You know, anytime.
Well, fuck him.
We can go on without him. We just plot ahead. Well, anyway, thanks for calling in, Eddie.
What's going on, man?
I was just telling my fans and listeners that nothing had more of an influence on this show, and it was just something, of course, to be proud of, than the old Dawn Patrol in Cincinnati. A lot of people don't know.
No, I just heard Bob and I were talking. We were both listening, and I heard you say that, man. It's the first time for you to say that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
You know, we had a really good time, and we had a great run. I mean, hell, as you said, I mean, I did that show for over 20 years and just had a blast doing it. But that was back in the day when you could actually do a radio show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the thing that especially terrestrial radio, as they call it, has gotten so different. And you guys, that's one of the things that people notice when they listen to you guys, that you were just having a ton of fun. And a lot of people were stuck in traffic going to jobs that they hated, and they just wanted to hear somebody having a little fun and to make them laugh a little bit.
Well, that was the thing, man. They just turned us loose. And, you know, thank you, Janet Jackson, for screwing all that up.
Yeah. Because,
when that whole deal went down, the FCC just tightened their butthole, and that's when Clear Channel freaked out and just shut us down. I mean, seriously, I mean, you know, we were, I mean, it's pretty bad. When I was in college radio in the 70s, and we could play Pink Floyd Money with the No Goody Good Bullshit line.
Yeah.
And they don't even play it now. I'm talking 1976, we played that. I mean, that just tells you everything you need to know about the atmosphere out there right now.
Absolutely. Is that really what you think was maybe the beginning of the end of the Dawn Patrol, was the Janet Jackson thing and then the...
Well, yeah, I mean, honestly, they set us down like the next day and was like, don't do anything remotely provocative, you know? I was like,
wow.
They quit playing anything as far, you know, the music. We were playing Puddle of Mud, you know? She hates me. I mean, the unedited version of it, and if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I went to my boss and said, dude, really? They're like, well, we were allowed to do it because it's in the context of music. Okay.
Wow. Well, how'd you...
I mean, if guys like you, I mean, you know, we're going to have to rely on... And it is going to kill terrestrial radio, what you guys are doing.
Oh, hold on. Here we go. Let me see if I can click this. Hey, is that you, Bob?
Yeah, I called before and it rang and then nobody ever picked up.
That apparently was my bad. I just figured out how to do this.
Okay.
Now I'm a true broadcasting professional.
Oh, for God's sake.
Eddie was having fun on his own, but now we...
Can you hear me?
Oh, absolutely.
I can hear Ed Fingers and I can hear Stoner Jesus.
That's all you need to hear. Two most important people.
God. I'm shocked that Stoner Jesus has problems with the phone.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
and teach that in divinity school.
Since we're talking pod. Yeah.
Sure. Let's talk pod.
I mean, you know, one thing, I've never used a vaporizer. How is that?
What is a vaporizer?
Yeah, one of those vapes. I don't know those things.
They're pretty good. I have one. One of my sponsors actually makes vaporizers, and they're awesome.
I was trying to give your sponsor some love.
Absolutely, Vapor Brothers. They're incredible. You just got to click the banner on my website, stonerjesus.net. Sponsorship is a beautiful thing.
Stoner Jesus has, like, you have pot-affiliated sponsors, huh?
Yes. See, the internet's a whole different thing.
Quick Bob story. Bob, not a huge pot guy. And, you know, and I go way back with the herb. And we went to see Bob Dylan. Dillon, and Jesus, you'll know, you know, Riverbend, it's you know, it's an amphitheater.
Absolutely.
You know, if you don't know that facility, you certainly know of something like it. And Dillon was in town. So I tell Bob, let's go see Dillon. And, yeah, cool, cool, cool. And he hadn't been working at the station long. And I got him hiring a cat.
Yeah.
And
that's pretty high.
Believe me. And we're walking in there, and he's walking around like freaking Rain Man, just kind of bumping into stuff and like, ugh, like, just follow me to the seats, we're all good. And we run into a guy who used to work with him at another radio station, and Bob just looked at him like he was from freaking Alpha Centauri or something. And the guy, am I wrong, Bob?
No, not at all. The one thing, now, one thing that Eddie, he can testify, that I enjoyed it, but I didn't do pot very much. So when I did, whenever I did, it's the only time in my life I was ever quiet. I didn't speak hardly at all when I got stoned. So we were there, and he was talking to me, and I don't think I said, like, two words to him, right? So he was there trying to talk to me for, like, 5 minutes, right?
And I looked as we were walking away, and I said, and again, Jesus, you know, with the EBN, we kind of had, there was an attitude about the EBN employees that people thought we had. And I looked at Bob, and I said, you know, that guy thinks you've become an EBN asshole. He goes, what? Like, buddy, you said two words to him. He's like, really? Yeah. I thought we had a fine conversation.
Yes, I was, I said, may, yeah, two words at the most. And now I saw him after that, and I don't know if I ever explained it. I think he maybe just thought I had an off day. That's the only time in my whole life that I'm ever, like, really quiet. So I think Eddie would, like, encourage me to get stoned so I could have some peace and quiet, you know.
So smoking a lot of weed could have been really detrimental to your radio career.
Well, and yet if I was stoned on the air, you know, there would have been a lot of dead air, which would have been preferable sometimes.
Well, and that, you know what? That's me too. As much as again, back in the day, man, I used to, you know, wake and bake was status quo.
Yeah.
But anytime I tried to be high on the radio, yeah, I would just freeze up. I could not do it. It was weird. I could spend 22 hours out of the day high and then go on the radio and just lose my mind.
Yeah, I'm completely the opposite. The only time I talk is when I'm high, so. It was basically 2 hours a night.
You're stoned right now. Most of the time when you're on the air, Stoner Jesus, are you, do you have a nice buzz there right now?
Always. Since 2009, I haven't done a show when I haven't been high.
Since 2009?
I have to represent for the people listening. I got to be authentic. My street cred is on the line.
Yeah. Now, I've read.
I tried to do a show one time when I was doing mushrooms. That did not work out well at all. I could guarantee you that one.
I don't know. That sounds like a pretty good show.
Eddie used to tell me that I never tried acid, but he suggested it probably wouldn't be a good idea because I had a fairly active imagination. I had all kinds of issues, right? He said you should definitely not try acid because I think it would have been. What do you young call it, a bad trip? Is that it?
Yes.
So Stoner Jesus, can you explain that? Is that the reason there are so many fishes and loaves of bread and stuff?
A lot of bad trips back in the day, but we lay off the hard stuff. So,
yeah.
Although, you know, adults can do what they want, but you know, I stick to weed mainly, or rarely drink and things like that.
Well, the herb is a beautiful thing, and I'll tell a story myself, and Bob knows this story. My wife and I were in Amsterdam, and we were there more than once. And freaking awesome if you get a chance to go. And I was talking to a buddy of mine back here in Cincinnati who was doing a talk show. And so we were kind of laughing about it on the air, and he said, well, you know what, I'm on the air for 3 hours, and I was reading him a menu of this hash bar I was sitting in, and I'm reading him this, I was just, okay, try some whatever Northern Lights, monkey ganja, and some kind of, I forget whatever hash it was. So I smoke all three of them, and I got so high that I refused to call him back. And my wife is going, you have to call him back. He's waiting for you to go on the air. I was like, I'm so high, I can't talk on the radio right now. And she's like, well, what are you going to do about it? I said, well, I'm going to go to this cafe over here, and I'm going to drink like five Heinekens. So I cannot be as high as I am. So I sat there and drank like five big glasses of Heineken to come down so I could actually speak to the man. Not a good place.
And you were drunk, huh?
Well, you know what? At least I had nerve enough to call him back. Because like I said, I can't, when I'm on the air, it doesn't work out well at all. Because that's the thing, Jesus, that gets me. My problem is always I listen to myself.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm stoned, I always I'll sit there and go like, what am I saying? It's bizarre.
Yeah, I don't like listening to myself on playback, but when I'm just doing the show, I don't know. I don't want to say something stupid and cliche, like it feels like this is what I was born to do, be a internet radio podcast host, but I guess there could be worse things in life.
Where are you operating, Carlin?
Go ahead, Bob.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, George Carlin, who I love, has gone on record and said he had never been on The Tonight Show when he wasn't stoned. I think he was always high when he performed. There's a lot of comics. I know Carlin. They were talking about it. And he was pretty open about it. And I don't think anybody's shocked by that, right?
Yeah, it definitely affects people differently. Like I said, I'm only talkative when I'm high. You guys are quiet. Obviously, George Carlin would stand there for hours and tell stories and jokes, and it just depends.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, no, that's the thing. I'm not quiet when I get high. Like I said, when I wear my headphones, I start listening to myself. I'm like, I'm talking like this now. It's stupid, but that's what happens to me. But everybody reacts differently. It's exactly what we're talking about, right?
Absolutely. Getting back to the Dawn Patrol, do you think it was back in the day when the Dawn Patrol, for those who don't know, it was a pretty popular morning show. You guys were usually up at the top of the ratings or at least close, somewhere incidentally, EBN can get
to. There was one point in the early 90s, and again, we're talking 20 years ago, but there was one point, and Bob can verify, that in our target demographic, we had over a quarter of the listeners listening to us. Morning.
Yeah.
So it was a pretty big deal.
Yeah, why do you think that it was so popular in at least back then was a pretty conservative city?
Oh yeah, and that's what made us so big is that we were totally pushing the envelope and stuff, and but it was right when all that stuff was starting to get big. It was right it was right when Howard got big. There were guys in L.A. that got big. There was Johnny Brandmeier in Chicago and some guys in Philly and all around.
And Steve.
John
Steve
Boy and Billy. Everybody was starting to get big at the same time, and it all just kind of, chased its tail. And, Howard broke the ice for everybody.
Yeah.
And everybody was encouraged to, hey, if Howard's doing it, you can do it. So, okay, that's what we did.
That's what pisses
me off. No, I'm sorry?
I was just going to say, the great thing about EBN, they encouraged us. They gave us total carte blanche, total freedom to push the envelope. They wanted us to really push it.
Right.
Right. Well, that was the deal, and that pisses me off. You hear people, everybody, you guys are just ripoffs of Howard. Howard just broke the ice, and Howard was, trust me, nobody's a bigger fan of Howard Stern than me.
Right.
But Howard broke the ice and just turned us all loose. It was like, okay, he's doing that. You guys can do whatever it is that you want to do. And, let's face it, a dick joke is a dick joke. And that's kind of where it went. I mean, once we were allowed to open that floodgate, that's what everybody started doing. And it was like, oh, everybody's ripping off Howard. No, everybody was doing a variation of Howard. But Howard was definitely the pioneer.
Yeah.
He opened the door, and we didn't imitate him. But the cool thing about the Dawn Patrol, Eddie was really, really good at what he did as the host, and everybody did something different. Everybody else brought something different to the table, and there was a great chemistry with that group of people that I don't think you could duplicate it. I don't think we could. We even said with the same group of people, we probably couldn't do it today because times have changed a lot in radio. We wouldn't have that kind of freedom or carte blanche. But everybody there, you know, brought something else to the table, and there was just a great chemistry, just a great click, especially when we had, like, some, like, comics on, or if we had, you know, like, Natasha, the sex goddess, or anything. It was really, yeah. It was a great, great environment. Wouldn't you say, Mr. Fingers?
It was dirtier than hell.
It was. And they encouraged that big time. They did encourage it.
Yeah.
Well, I got, you know, like, after Steve Dahl, he did it first, but my first year there, I got an on-air vasectomy.
Well, speaking of medical problems, that's a good segue into, and I'm sure it's not either one of your all's favorite moment in Dawn Patrol history, but it's probably the most memorable moment. It didn't even happen on the air. Of course, I'm talking about when Bob took a header off the stage at the Aronoff Center.
I don't know. Yeah, we're definitely not my favorite. Now, the weird thing is, now, Eddie, I got to say, I'm going to give him props for this, because everybody was freaking out. I don't have any memory of this at all. I don't remember about a week.
Yeah.
But, you know, because I had to say, but they were trying to move me, and he handled it great. He said, you know, don't move him. I was bleeding out of my ear and stuff. And even when he called my wife to say, I always told her as I fell, and I broke some ribs, which I did, but that was the least of it. So he didn't freak out getting there. So he was pretty cool under. Pardon me?
Under pressure?
Yeah, he was really cool because everybody else was totally freaking out.
Yeah.
They were like,
well,
they were,
it was one of those deals where it's not something you ever think you're going to have to face.
Right?
We're all on this, for people who don't know, it's an opening of this beautiful theater complex here in Cincinnati, and we were doing our show live there, and Bob walked off of the stage into, like, I don't know, 12, 15-foot orchestra pit and fell on his damn head.
Yeah,
and
all the
I got, my first reaction was I got pissed off because I thought Bob did it on purpose. Honestly, God, Jesus, I thought he had jumped. I was like, the guy just told you it's like 15 feet. And so he's the, I mean, honest to God, he's down there doing the death rattle. You know, you can hear, I've heard that term before. I heard it with Bob. He was laying down in this
like
dark hole.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, what the, and so, again, I'm trying to not go on the air and freak out, for one thing, for his wife, who was listening, and his little kid. How old were your kids then, Bob? Probably, what?
Yeah, well, he's 10
years old. Like,
yeah, he was, like, in grade school, seventh grade or something, and my daughter was in high school. And, you handled it great. But, like, the people with us, they were totally freaked out. They were trying to move me, which they said, no, don't do that, because, you know, I had a head injury, and I could have, you know, I had a neck problem. I was
move you to where?
Out of my ear. Pardon me?
Move you to where?
What did I wear?
No, move. Where were they going to move you to? Like, you're in this big theater. What were they going to do with you?
What was I wearing? They, see, that's one of the things that you can tell. I don't hear
what was really, but what was really totally awful about it, he was wearing bra and panties under his clothes.
That was the first time I was found out.
You can never do that. You never know when you're going to walk off the stage.
I think they were just trying to, you know, to get me, I don't know where, but...
So that was, got a chance to interview Eddie and Bob from the Dawn Patrol. Back here live, Chapter 1, Verse 30, our 7th anniversary special, celebrating 7 years on StonerJesus.net, 7 years of shows and podcasts. That was the time I got to interview Eddie and Bob from the Dawn Patrol. Some 25 years after they inspired me to want to be on the radio someday, I got to talk to them on my show, and that was awesome to hear that full interview. It goes on for like another half hour. I made a little slideshow video for it up on YouTube. Search Dawn Patrol interview on YouTube, or go to my YouTube channel, The Stoner Jesus 420 on YouTube. Subscribe while you're there. I put a bunch of new videos on there, but it's an older video. My interview with the Dawn Patrol with Eddie Fingers and Bob the producer. Guys who inspired me to be on the radio, and maybe when it's all said and done, I can be held responsible for planting the seed that's later became and sprouted into the big, big fucking dumb tree of the Stoner Jesus Show. Got more coming up. I'm playing another clip from the show's past before we get up out this bitch. This is hour two, chapter one, verse 30, celebrating 7 years of shows on stonerjesus.net.
The Stoner Jesus Show on cannabisradio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having Hemptations.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20 and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. That's all one word, stonerjesus, to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
Educator, author, and advocate Dr. Mitch Earlywine is here to tackle the burning issues.
And I'm here to clear up the myths about cannabis and burn them away with science.
CannabisRadio.com presents a no-holds-barred platform that seeks to redefine and revolutionize the entire scope of the cannabis culture while opening the door for more to join the cannabis crusade.
Dr. Kevin Hill.
You can't ignore the fact that, like alcohol, most people who use don't have a problem. So I think that you need to think about policy in that way while educating people properly about marijuana. I think that's the way to go.
Burning Issues, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
You're going to be a
great granddad.
Pretty cool.
Morgan is Ray Dawn's son. Morgan and his wife Tracy, they've been trying to have a baby for quite some time. Did you hear what I said to Morgan?
What?
Do you know who the father is?
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 30. Hour 2, our 7th anniversary special, celebrating 7 years on sternjesus.net. We got one more clip to play. Before we get up out of here, I just want to thank everyone who watches and shares the show. If you've just watched one show or 100 shows or listened to 1,000 shows or whatever the hell it's been, thank you for spreading the word about sternjesus.net and spreading the word about the Stoner Jesus Show. Without you, would not be able to spread the word about the show. So it's very important that you do so. You know, it's always been a dream of mine to do this show and to be able to sustain myself doing the show, and I'm still doing it pretty much on a regular basis, 7 years later on stonerjesus.net, and that is awesome. If you want the full video version of the show, of course, check out patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Support the show that way. Only $5 a month, you can get every chapter and verse version of the show on video, in glorious video. And who doesn't want that? Who would want to miss this? All the great things that are going on here right now, my amazing graphics work. You don't want to miss that shit. So thanks, everybody, who spreads the word about sternjesus.net. Here's to 7 more years. That'll be awesome. This last clip I'm going to play is, it was actually 2 parts, I believe, but I put it in the one part. It's almost 9 minutes long, so you can check it out. The Munchie Games. It says Munchie's Games. I don't think it was the name was Munchie's Games. I think it was the Munchie Games. Anyways, I play them, the Hunger Games, and it was something we did at St. Peter, and it's fucking awesome. So the Munchie Games coming up. One last classic clip. Celebrating 7 years on stonerjesus.net. Thanks, everybody, for listening. You're awesome for doing that. See you next Sunday night live on the Twitter. We live stream every Sunday night now on Twitter and Periscope at stonerjesus420. Go follow. Yo. See you next time. Happy 7-year anniversary, everybody, on stonerjesus.net. Now, the Munchie Games. Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show live. It's time now for the Munchie Games. As I said before, the Munchie Games are basically just a prank on Peter. He's out in the woods right now. He's lost in the woods, I assume. I told him he needs to get back here to the Stoner Jesus Studios to win his bracket or whatever of the Munchie Games. I told him that there was 2 people selected in each state, and the winners would go on to the big tournament and so on and so forth. I was just shoveling bullshit as much as I could just to get him out of here and get him out in the fucking woods. We gave him a cell phone, and I told him, also told him, by the way, that there was another person in our area that was trying to win as well, and that he had to kill this person. And frankly, St. Peter was quite ecstatic about the prospect of having to kill someone. It was a bit disconcerting, if I may be honest with you all for a minute. But I couldn't let it show on my face. I just had to keep telling him, you know, yeah, you might have to kill this person might kill you, so on and so forth. That's what the Munchie Games are about. And you'll come back here and you'll win a case of Hostess Ding Dongs. Now, I may have elaborated a little bit on the case of the Hostess Ding Dongs and mentioned something about money, but it doesn't matter because it's all a prank. We don't even have any fucking case of Hostess Ding Dongs. But that's, you know, that's the point of the Munchie Games, is you win munchies. That's, you know, it's fine. What the fuck you want from me? So I told Peter all this shit, and I'm a little worried about how eager he was to kill someone. But as I said, I kept a straight face, as I do with everything with St. Peter, because that's just, well, you get used to it. You get used to it. St. Peter should be on the line. Intern, you wave at me if he's on the line. He is. Okay, so let's see. Hello, St. Peter, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Peter. Hey, how's it going out there?
Oh, not too good, Jesus. It's actually pretty cold out here, and I don't think I brought enough to wear. Like, I think I'm lost. I don't know where I'm
going. Right. But, Make sure you're on the lookout for the other person.
Oh, yeah, I will. Kill. Yeah, I'm going to kill them motherfuckers. Right.
Absolutely.
Right, I'm going to kill them.
Absolutely. They may kill you, Peter.
Oh, no way, man.
Yeah.
No way.
I know you're excited, man.
You got to be ready, man. You got to be on your toes the entire time. Yeah.
You got to win. You got to get back here so you can advance.
I'm going to win.
In your bracket in the Munchie Games.
Right. I'm going to win.
Get your ding-dongs.
What's that now? I thought it was something about money. About like $1,000, you said.
Well, we'll discuss it. We'll discuss it if you make it back here.
Wait, what do you mean?
and all that stuff.
Now you said something about $1,000 if I didn't get there, Jesus.
Well,
what?
Like I said, Peter, don't worry about that. Just get back here and be ready.
Don't worry
be
about
ready
it.
In case you have to kill someone.
I'm very worried about
You know what I'm
it.
Saying? Just be ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Come out and get your ding-dongs.
I'm ready. What ding-dongs, Jesus?
Oh, you're breaking up, Peter. You're breaking up. I think
Jesus.
We need to get to a different part of the woods. We'll call you back.
Says I'm about $1,000.
A little bit later, because you're breaking up, and I can't hear anything that you're saying or talking about or whining about.
I said,
just get to another part of the woods, get a better reception, and we'll give you a call a little bit later and see how things are going.
Says about the money, Jesus.
All right, can't hear anything. Just,
the money.
Thank you, Peter.
What about the money, Jesus?
He sounds very discombobulated out there. We'll give him a call a little bit later and fuck with him some more, because after all, that's the purpose of the Munchie Games. Yeah, I may have mentioned something about $1,000. You know, if I did, it was all in good fun. It was all in good fun. Well, now I'm thinking of it. What happens if he runs into someone else in the woods? Is he going to try to kill them? He might murder them. They might, in self-defense, in turn, murder him. I don't know. Again, lack of forethought has thwarted us. But what can I do? What can I do now? He's out in the woods. If he kills somebody, or they kill him, well, I guess I'll feel bad. Maybe. Maybe he kills like an innocent person, you know, I may feel a little bad, but then again, he'll go to prison for the rest of his life, so I win again. Oh, Jesus, you're always winning. This is Stoner Jesus Show Live. We'll check back in with Peter for the Munchie Games Part 2 a little bit later in this show. Funny stuff and music and all that crap. Coming up, Stoner Jesus Show Live. Stay tuned. Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show Live. It's time now for part two of the Munchie Games. Basically, we put Peter out in the woods, and we told him that he had to get back here to the studios to win his bracket in the Munchie Games, and that if he got back here, he would win something. He's a bit under the impression of what he might have won. Was a little bit more than what he actually will win, which is nothing. I also told him that there's another person out there in the same area that's trying to win the Munchie Games as well, win that part of the bracket, and that he would have to kill them if he came upon them, or that they might kill him. So we're going to call him back and fuck with him a little bit more, and it should be awesome. Let's see if he's on the line. Peter, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Jesus, I'm here.
Oh,
I'm here, man, it's awesome.
Calm down, Peter. What's going on?
It's awesome, I did it.
You did what?
I killed him. I killed the other dude.
You killed who?
He was like dressed up as like a homeless guy, man, and I just came up behind him with like a rock. I just kept hitting him in the head over and over again with the rock until he died. And now he's dead, and now I'm going to win, Jesus. Yeah. I'm going to win. I'm a winner. St. Peter's a winner.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you, are you sure they're dead?
Oh, yeah, they're very dead. I made sure I hit him a couple more times, the rock. And then I put some some leaves on him. It's awesome.
Oh, no, good job. I'm awesome. Good job.
Right.
You did.
Right.
You did what you had to do with you two to win.
I did it, Jesus.
And now you
I'm
need
a winner.
To
I'm a winner.
Get back to here,
yeah.
And then you will
I'm
win.
I'm going to get back there. I'm going to get back there.
Your,
I'm going to get back there, Jesus.
Your, you know, your ding-dongs.
No, Jesus. You said $1,000. What the fuck ding-dongs
are? I don't
remember. You said $1,000, Jesus.
Say anything about any money. Per se.
God damn it, Jesus. Don't fuck with me, Jesus. I just killed a motherfucker. Don't fuck with me. This is not the time to be fucking with me. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Don't be fucking with me.
Yes, I realize that, Peter.
Don't be fucking with me. I got blood on my hands, Jesus.
Yes.
I will fuck you up. Do not fuck with me, motherfucker.
Okay.
I am going to do some shit.
Oops. We lost a call. Oops. Must have lost connection or something. Intern, if you was to go down to the doors and lock them, that would be greatly appreciated. You know, the odds are that Peter's not going to find his way back here. But, he sounds pretty pissed off. And he is off the kind of adrenaline rush of apparently killing some kind of transient that he came across in the woods. So just be on the safe side. You know, we got some chains down in the utility closet. If you would just wrap those around the doors, you know, on the insides, where they're really, you know, they're really locked very, very well. And we'll just, we'll go with that plan of action. I don't want Peter wandering back here, you know, and thinking that, he can kill people, you know, because then he might want to kill me, and that's not cool. That's not cool at all. I've been through that. The nails and the cross and the whole fucking thing. It wasn't a very pleasant experience. So we're going to avoid it tonight. Just make sure those doors are locked. And then Peter can, if he does make it back here, he can sit outside and cool off. And because, fuck, he's going to be pissed when he finds out there's no $1,000. I mean, let's be honest. There's not even any fucking ding-dongs or ding-dongs. Or what the fuck I told you? What was Hostess make? Ding-dongs? I think that's what I told you. There's not even those. He's going to be super fucking pissed. And he just killed some homeless guy. So, you know, just, yeah. Go lock the doors. Go lock the doors. Oh. Well, this is taking quite a turn. Quite an unexpected turn. But, I should have saw it coming. Well, I told him we have to kill somebody. I should have saw it coming. Peter's not, he's not the brightest tool in the shed. Or the sharpest light bulb. He's none of those things. Oh, man. It's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem for me. I don't know. We'll see. Stern Jesus Show Live. We'll be back after this. Yes, go make sure the fucking doors are locked. All right?